Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf dalid. We're holding the top line where the Gemara begins. As you recall, we learned at the beginning of our Masechta that prior to Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to be sequestered for 7 days. And the Gemara asked at the very outset of our Masechta, what is the makar, what is the source for this 7-day sequestration? And for the first blot or two, we focused on the din of the same halacha of prisha, of being sequestered by Aharon Uvanov at the time of the Shivas Yimei Miluim, immediately preceding the Hakamas HaMishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Yidin were in the Midbar. Just like over there it says in the Pasuk, Kasha Usa B'yayim Azeh, so Kodesh Baruch Hu is Metzavah, Kasher Usav Yemazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasa Yislachaper Aleichem. And that's coming to tell you that when it comes to Yom Kippur, the same halacha applies of 7 days of Prisha. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said based on that pasuk. Reish Lakish respectfully disagreed. And Reish Lakish says, no, we do not learn it from the parasha of the Shivas Yimei Miluim. We learn it from Sinai. What does it say by Sinai? And you remember the last three lines that we quoted on the bottom of the Gimel Amid Beis, where it says in the Pasuk, V'yishkoin kvoid Hashem al har Sinai, V'yichaseihu ha'onan sheishes yomim. The way the Gemara at the moment is interpreting these psukim, these psukim are taking place post-Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, V'atem shuv lechem leholeichem, go home, you've been poyrish from your wives for the last 3 days. Go home and you can go and get together again. However, v'ata poya moidi modi, Moshe Rabbeinu, you stay here. And Moshe Rabbeinu stayed there, be'av ha'onan, for 6 days, v'yichaseyu onan sheshes yomim. V'yikral Moshe b'yoy mashvi, it's now the 7th day, post Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu calls to Moshe Rabbeinu, etc. Freitag the Gemara, what is this 6 day business all around? Well, why was Moshe Rabbeinu sitting around for 6 days? That you have to have 6 days if you want to go and get closer. 6 days. And that's why the Kohen Gadol is going into the Machne Shechina. He's going to the Kodesh Kedoshim. So he needs a 7-day Parisha. You just said 6 days. And for the one of you to remember, Seira, Chayish, Lutumas, Beisei. Fine. So therefore, the basic halacha of Parisha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we learn from the Miluim. And according to Reish Lakish, we learn from Sinai. The Gemara is going to continue now the discussion. Since my Mekar is from Miluim, I'm deciding that that's why it says in the Braisa, Zev Zev Mazan Olav Kol Shiv Mikol Chatoi Shehoyu Shom. What says Zev Zev? Say the Kohen Gadol, the 7 days before Yom Kippur, and say the Kohen that's going to do the Sreifa Sapara. Every one of the 7 days of Prisha, they did a Hazor from the Mechatos that was there at the time. Mikol Chatoi Shehoyu Shom. What means Mikol Chatoi Shehoyu Shom? So says Rashi, Mikol Poro Uporo, Hoyu Noistink Tasla Mishmeris Meno Efer Bechel. In the Chel there was a special office, a special chamber, where they put away the Mishmeris Efer from each one of the Poros Adumois, Kach Sheninu Mesech Tesporo, V'nishamati, Efer Poro Shel Moshe, Loikilo, that even today, there is still some Efer Poro from Moshe somewhere. Anyways, the bottom line is, they had a Mechatas Hazor, those 7 days. What was the reason why? To have even a greater degree of purity, just in case the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, or just in case the Kohen before the Sreifa Sapara might have become some way, in some shape or form, Tomei Tumas Mes, without even knowing it. To be on the safe side, we go and do Hazor's Kol Shiva. Of course, you'd only have to go and do normally Shlishi Ushvi, but they made a special Mala, Kol Shiva. They should go and be Maza Olam Mikol HaChatoi Shei Sham. The Havin Nami says, what's the Makar? Where do we take this from, this Indian of the Hazor? We take it from Hazor bin Miluim. Because it says by the Miluim that when they went and brought the Karbanis during the Shivas Yimei Miluim, every day there were Maza on Aharon Uvanov from the Dam of the Karban that was brought that day. And therefore, just like there was Hazor from the Dam at that time, it makes sense that years later there was Hazor with the Mechatos also to commemorate and to continue that tradition of the Hazor. So that makes sense, says Rabbi Yochanan, because I learned that the whole Mekoyer for Hilchois Prisha is from Miluim, so Hilchas Hazor is also from the Miluim. However, Elididach, Tialfas Misinai, Hazor Besinai Mihavet, was there Hazor Besinai? Where do we find Hazor Besinai? Therefore, Lechay Zaraya to me. Amalei says, Rish Lakish back, Amalei with the Tamach, and according to you, Minicha, but Miluim was Dam. Hochamayim. How can you confuse the Indian of Dam with Mayim? The Tani Rabbi Chiya, we're going to have a brice in a few moments. Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam. That there was one change vis-a-vis the Hazor, that the Hazor was changed in the other two pre-shoys, side by the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, and side by the Kohen before the Sreifas Hapara, then instead of doing Hazor with Dam, they did Hazor with Mayim. But at least they continued that tradition of the Hazor. Elidach, Hazor b'sinai mihava, was there Hazor at all? Where does this come from? We didn't even hear anything like that. Well, what is this all about? Amalei, Rish Lakish says, Mala b'alma. You're absolutely right. There is no mekor for it at all. But they made a special mala. This is similar to what Rabbi Yochanan said yesterday, because we asked Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan that learns the pasuk of Kasher Osa b'yoyim lazeh tziva Hashem lasis l'chaper aleichem, that it's only referring to Yom Kippur, and it's not referring to the Ma'aseh Parah. So how does he know the inyan of the Shivas Yomim Lefnei Ma'aseh Parah? So you remember that yesterday we had the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said it's a mala ba'alma. You're right, there is no mekor in the Torah, it's just a malas that the Chum instituted, like all the other malas that the Chum instituted, legabe hilchois paraduma, all because of the tzedokim that said with the masam the tvol yoyim. So therefore, to counteract that, we had so many chumras, and one of the chumras happens to be that we have the hazoas every single day, as well as it's not only for that reason, because they also instituted that mala by Yom Kippur, and there, of course, there is no svar about the tvol yoyim, but the tzedokim. So mala ba'alam across the board, that one should always have the hazor shivas yomim. Menachanami, there is no such halacha in the Torah that we have to follow. Now, this Gemara on the surface is a little bit shver. Number one, we're saying that nichlasu mayim tachas dam. If the whole basis of prisha by Yom Kippur and by Parah, depending how you learn, is all based on the prisha by the Shivas Yomim, and therefore we're saying kasha osu b'yayim hazeh. And then Rabbi Yochanan is saying, and just like there was Hazor then, there's Hazor today. How does the Gemara say Nichlasu Mayim Tachas Dam? Shouldn't it be exactly a carbon copy of the case of Miluim? And if by Miluim there was Hazor's Dam, there should be Hazor's Dam here too. So this is not my kasha. This is the kasha of the first Tosis here in the Amid. And Tosis says, based on this we see that even though we've been saying for the last 2 days, constantly over and over again, that the Makor from Miluim is from the Makor of Yom Kippur is from Miluim, it's not 100% deraisa, it's more in the category of an asmachta. You see the first four choices, the lav legamri drosha gemurahi. It's not 100% drosha gemura, ho degamri mimiluim, el asmachta bialma. The ikakro, the pashit, the pshat in the pasik kasher, osa, biyoy mazeh, yesh lefarish. How would you explain it normally? The biyoy marishoy, shalzai, yimei hamiluim. Omar Lahem, this is now the first of the 7 days, says in the Torah, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe, says Moshe to Aharon Uvonav, Kasher Osa B'yom Zeh, just like you did today, on day one, Tziva Shem Lazis, Kol Yimei Hazayin Yimei Miluim, and therefore we're not talking about future history, future Doirois, each time it's Yom Kippur, each time you're burning the Sreifa Sephara, but rather, now, during the Shivas Yimei Miluim, Kasher Osa B'yom Zeh, Tziva Shem Lazis, the Chapra Lech, and keep on doing it tomorrow and the next day and the next day for the next 7 days pre Rish Chodesh Nisan. V'chein Pirush Rashi Pshuta V'Pirush Chumash. If you look up Rashi and Chumash, says Toises, even Toises learned Chumash Rashi. V'kim and Asmach Dabi Almu Ein Lochish Iyumrin and Nichlasu Mayim Tachas Dam. Since the whole thing is that Asmach Dabi anyway. So in other words, it's basically a ton of the Konad Rabbanan, but they based it on, they hung their hats on this halacha of the precious Yimei Miluim, so therefore it didn't have to be a carbon copy mamish of the Miluim, it's sufficient that it be close enough. So therefore there was Hazor of Dam, there happens to be Hazor of Mayim, Baba Nishkefel. So that's the first Tosis. But the next, so, yes, Robert.
So now I just wanted to understand, the Gemara answers that the reason that the replacement did not have to be sequestered is because it's not Dairais. This is what the Gemara is saying.
The Gemara is not talking, you're talking about the second Kohen Gadol, the backup Kohen Gadol? The Gemara didn't.
Yes, the backup.
The Gemara didn't discuss that today. The Gemara discussed that yesterday, where the Gemara asked that according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, since we're going to learn in Miyat Hashem tomorrow, the sugya begins on the bottom of today's blot, the last few lines. But since it's really the introduction to tomorrow's discussion, we're going to learn it tomorrow. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that anything and everything that happened b'shas the shivas yimei meluam was ma'akev. You had to do it that way, otherwise the service, the avodah, was not done correctly. It was ma'akev. So the Gemara says, since you're learning the din of the Shivas Yimei Prisha, pre Yom Kippur, from the Shivas Yomim of the Yimei Meluim, just like by the Meluim, everything was ma'akev, you should say that the second backup Kohen Gadol here too should be ma'akev, meaning that he too should have to have a frusha for 7 days.
Yes.
But our Mishnah didn't say a frusha. The Mishnah just said maskinen.
Yes.
And that was the kasha that Rish Lakish posed to Rabbi Yochanan yesterday, and Rabbi Yochanan did not respond to the question. He left it hanging.
So it stayed in the air. This issue is still pending.
It is still pending, and Amir Shem Gemara is going to address it once again tomorrow. Amir Shem, we get to it.
So this has nothing to do with the issue of the replacement.
Right. So the replacement issue remains a question which is hovering in the air. What's the reason why the replacement does not have to go into seclusion, just like the regular Kohen Gadol for the 7 days, since everything is ma'akev? And Miyat Hashem, we're going to try to address that tomorrow.
It's going to be discussed later.
And Miyat Hashem, right. But for today, we've just tabled that discussion, and now we're just going on to the respective views of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What is the Makar? Rabbi Yochanan says, I learn it from Giluim, and Rish Lakish says, I learn it from Sinai. And in a moment, we're going to bring two brises, one which is going to be on Rabbi Yochanan's side, that we learned it from Shivas Yimei Meluim, and the other one is going to be a brisa to Rish Lakish that we learned it from Sinai. We're going to get there momentarily. Before we so everything okay? So continuing on to the Gemara just concluded and said, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, if we're learning it from the din of Sinai, there was no hazah. Where there was a hazah of Sinai? So why is there hazah by the Shivas Yamim Lefnei Yom Kippur and the Shivas Yamim Lefnei Sreif HaSapar? The interesting thing is that if you look in the Torah, in fact, there was Hazo'ah B'Sinai. And if you look at the next Toises, Toises Sithium Toimer, V'Hava B'Sinai Hazo'ah Zdam. He did take from the Dambo Agonois. Remember, it says in the Pasuk that they brought Oilois and Shlomim, and they took the blood by Agonois, and then Moshe Rabbeinu did his Rikas Adam. So what are you telling me? There was Azor there too. Why didn't Rav Shlakish answer that? And for the Gemara, and for Toysev, Yeshloim Ma'oises Rika Lehoise Bishvil Tahara, Sherli Loi Al Moshe Levavi Nizrak El Al Kaluam El Dam HaBrisav Tachsiv Hinei Dam HaBrisav Shekoros Himochem Al Edvorim Ha'ela. Aha, so that's Teres number one. Inami Hachikoma Azor Kol Sheva B'Sinai Mehava. There was only right before Matan Torah, it wasn't a 7 day process. So bottom line is, Toysis is telling us, Avad and Avadin, there was a Hazor B'Sinai as well. Teretz number one is, that Hazor was a different kind of Hazor, a different quality. What's the different quality? Here, the purpose of the Hazor was to go and authorize and empower the Kohen Gadol to enable him to go and do the Avodah, in the case of Aharon Uvonov, starting with the Hakamas HaMishkan, and here it's to go and enable the Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. We do it 7 days, and it's to enable the Sreifas HaPara Kohen to be able to go and do the Sreifas HaPara. All of that is the same type of Hazor. However, the Hazor that we have by Sinai, that was to go and bring Klal Yisrael into the bris with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving them now the Heilig HaTorah on Har Sinai, and at the same time he said one of the admission requirements is this Hazor. So it wasn't to empower, enable, or authorize the Kohen Gadol or Moshe Rabbeinu. It was for Gans Klal Yisrael. So therefore, it's a totally different quality of Hazor. Another thing is, here the question of the Gemara was, on the third line, Hayne Desanya Zeb Zem Mazen Olav Kol Shiva. That we find by the Prisha, that by the Shivas Yimei Meluim. We don't find that by Har Sinai. There was maximum just one time on one day. Okay, getting back to Agmar. So now we have two brises, Tani Gavasa Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Gavasa Rish Lakish, Tani Gavasa Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? We learned the din of the Shivas Yemei Prisha by Yom Kippur from the Miluim. So now the Gemara initially brings a Pasuk which we didn't speak about until now. And that is, I mean, we spoke about the Pasuk, but not in this connection. Shteyn Pasuk Bezois Yove Harn El HaKoydish, and Pashup Shat, the Pasuk continues on, talking about the two Kabbonis that Harn brought, Ben Par Ben Boko, Lechatos V'Ayli Oyla. Good. Now what does the Bezois mean? Pray to Gemara, Nochamol. Tani Gavasa Biyoich Bezois Yove Harn El HaKoydish. B'meh Sh'omer B'inyan. The Bezois, Aharon is bringing something that is already spoken about the Inyan there in the Torah. Mahi, what are we talking about? What did we speak about? What is that bezois? The Inyan de Miluim. Okay, that's bezois. Aharon is going to bring on Yom Kippur the zois, the Inyan of Miluim. Umar Omer b'Inyan Miluim. What does it say about Miluim? Aharon pirish Shiva v'shimish yoim echad. Umoyish emosalei kol Shiva kedei lechamcha ba'avoida. Just like with Shiva Simei Miluim, 7 days of Prisha, 1 day of Shimush, meaning on Rish Chodesh Nisan. And during the 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was there to go and teach them all the rules and regulations regarding the Avodah and the Kabbonis and the Beis Hamikdash in the Mishkan. Mosley Kol Shiva, Kedei Lechamcha Bavoyda. The Afla Doiris, same thing applies to the Doiris. Koyin Godel Poyresh Shiva, Umesha Mishin Mechad, Ushnei Tamid HaKacham, Mitamid of Shal Moshe, we didn't trust the tzedukim, not those guys. So from the parsha Miluim, we see, and from this pasuk bezois, that shivas yomim kodim kippurim ma'afrishin koyin gadol mi'beis elanishkas b'hedrin. Let's stop here just for a second. So what's the basis of this drosha? It's not, we didn't bring the pasuk yet, kasher osa b'yoy mazeh. We're going to bring that pasuk a little bit later. But in the meantime, we're bringing the pasuk, bezois yove aharon el hakoidesh. What's the bezois? B'mesh oma b'inyan, what we were talking about previously. What were we talking about previously? The miluin. And what's the halach by miluin? Prisha shiva. So bezois, aharon's going to bring that halach and that minig of the miluim, and he's going to implement that by before he goes into the Kodesh on Yom Kippur. The obvious question is, why do we say the Bezois is referring back to Inyan Miluim? If you're going to tell me it's two Psukim earlier, no, that I can understand. It's Bezois in the Parshas Achrei Mois. The Parsha Miluim is 3-4 Parshias before. The whole Pasuk that we've been quoting all until now, that kasher osa b'yoyim hazeh tziva shem la'asa, he says that's the end of Parshas Tzav, and then the 8th day after Shivas Yemei Miluim, that's the beginning of Parshas Shmini, and after you go through Shmini, then you have, of course, Parshiyos Tazria Mitzayra, this week's Sedra, Sedrois, and then after that you get to Achri Mois. So how do you know Bezois Yivahar HaKadosh goes all the way back, 3 Parshiyos, 4 Parshiyos, back to Shmini and back to Parshas Tzav? So Rashi is already bothered by that. And if you see Rashi in parallel to our Brais of Tani Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi says, Bezois, it's a third down, over 40% down the Omid. Bezois, Kro Yeserehu, Kidal Kamon, Le Medrishbe. This Bezois is extra. We'll see why it's extra. We'll see shortly. Bedorishbe, Hochi. Bezois ha-toirehu amura be'inyan b'mokem acher. The Torah that is explained and that is elaborated upon elsewhere. Bezois, with that Torah, Yav Yaharon al-Kodesh, Aharon should take that with him when he goes into the Kodesh. But which Torah? How do I know that the Torah they're referring to is the Torah of Milua? If you go back through Parshas Tazria and Metzora, for instance, in this week's Parsha, beginning of Parshas Tazria, we have a Yeledes, and she has 7 days and 33 days, and then we have a Nekeva, it's going to be 14 and 66. Maybe that Torah, maybe it has something to do with Yimei Tum and Yimei Tahara. Maybe it has something to do with bring one of the Oifois Temeois that we enumerated in last week's Seder. Bezois, Yishigar Kodeshbar, that Aharon should go and bring that in. Ah, come on, that can't be. Okay, so he's going to bring in a fish. Fish is at the din of Kaskeses. Snap of the Kaskeses. Bring that. How do you know Bezois is going all the way back to Parshias Meluim? It's 3-4 Parshias behind. Choy B'Sushveh. So there's a beautiful Toysis Yishanim, Mendy. Yes. Where's the Toysis Yishanim? Right here in the middle of the Amud. You see Toysis Yishanim. My Gemara is on the right-hand side. Other Gemara is on the left-hand side. Bezois Yivaharim B'Yushalmi Mefarish. The Oysa Parshim Edeberes B'Meluim. Where? Shemaskir, how does Parshas Achrei Mois begin? Shemaskir b'misesh b'nei Aharon shehoisim b'miluim. Ah, the parasha begins. When did the b'nei Aharon pass away? The shemasi b'miluim rosh chodesh Nissan time. Ah, bezois. Now that we're talking about miluim, Aharon, don't forget all the menhagim that we had by the miluim, meaning the preacher shiva. That's what we're referring to. So the bezois doesn't go back 3-4 parshas before. I mean, ultimately it does. But it's not that it's totally empty from Tzav Shemini until Achri Mois. Where is the Gemara, where is the Pasuk coming from? Because the Pasuk right before, Taka says, Achri Mois Shnei V'Naharn, V'yakar V'Som Lefnei Hashem V'Yimusu, V'Yoymer, and then we said, B'Zoy Shnei V'Naharn L'Kodesh. So there is a much stronger connection based on this Tosis Yishana. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so we have the Drasha Bezois, and we have the Din of Prisha, and the Prisha Shavas Yamim, and that's where we learn it from. And then the Braisa continues on, that not only do we have this halacha, the Gabe Yom Kippur, but rather, Ukishem. It's a drop beyond halfway down, the last word on the line, Ukishem, on to the next line, Shema Frishin, Koyin Godel, Kach Mafrishin, Koyin Asayr, Vizapar, Lidlifkish, Al Pnei Habira, Tzfoina Mizracha. Even though, in fact, there is no source in the Torah for this, because the Bezois is only talking about Miluim, and with his Torah, Yishanim, with the Bnei Aharon, doesn't say anything with regard to the Shiva Yomim before the Sreifa Sapar. But the Braisa says, Kishayim, the Chachamim were Mesakin here too. And that, you look at the Rashi, which is parallel to our Gemara, Ukishem Shema Frishin, Loi Mikro Yalifla. This part about the Shivas Yom by the Sreifas apart, that I don't have a Pasuk for. No, not a Pasuk. Elamala V'yalam Etzamala, like we had before, according to Rabbi Yochanan back on the Yomid Beis, that we asked, Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, how do you know this din of the Shivas Yom by the Sreifas Sapara? And he said, Mala, you say, Matzikalek Nochamala, which is similar again, like we had at the beginning of the Masechta, the Mala, because of the Tzedoikim, vis-a-vis the Tehaloch of Tful Yoyim, when they went and they were mazeh, they made parah, they made chatas. Zog to Gemara. So here too, kishem shem afrishin, kaf afrishin by the kind of service of parah. What? Tzvayin mizrach. The echad zeh. This is the brisa that we were quoting at the very top of the yamin on the third line. That both by the case of the shivas yamin before Yom Kippur and the shivas yamin before the service of parah, mazeh alav kol shiva mikol chatoy shu yisham. We did a hazah on the kain gadol and on the kain asoyrif respectively. The im toima, are you going to go and ask? I'm meluam tam hocha maimu. What do we do back? Tam maimu. Amris no nishkeferlich nichlasu mayim tachasam. And that's what the Gemara brought at the top, that Rabbi Yochan responded to Reish Lakish. Don't you remember Vatani? There's a brisa of Rabbi Chiya, and Rabbi Chiya said that was 6-7 lines from the top. The Tani Rabbi Chiya nichlasu mayim tachasam. Here, that this is the brisa that we're talking about. This is the brisa nichlasu mayim tachasam. So we've now concluded, if you will, the first half of the Braisa, where the Braisa told us one Mekoyer for Shivas Yomim Lefnei Yom Kippur based on Miluim, but based on this Pasuk Bezois Yehoharan Lakodesh. The Oyma, now I have a second Raya. And this second Raya will be very familiar to us because we've been talking about this for the last 2 days. It says in the Pasuk at the end of the Parsha, Tzav, Kasher, Osa, Vayoyim, Azeh, Tziv, Hashem, Las, Is, Lechaper, Aleichem, Las, Is, Elam, Azeh, Para, Lechaper, Elam, Azeh, Yom Kippurim. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan is not saying this on his own, because Rabbi Yochanan, this is, of course, not Rabbi Yochanan speaking, this is the price. But we asked yesterday on Rabbi Yochanan, didn't you say that it's only for Yom Kippur and not Ma'aseh Para? So the Gemara answered, yeah, but my Rabbi Shmuel said, no, that it includes Ma'aseh Parah. So this price is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, that when it says, l'chapra leichem las ilu Ma'aseh Parah, l'chapra ilu Ma'aseh Yom Kippurim. Frank the Gemara, okay, so this is the conclusion of the price. Two dots, we're done. Frank the Gemara, my Bezois mi boy leile gufei. How did you start off the brisa that the word bezois somehow is ibrik, it's superfluous, and therefore we're going to teach us the halacha of the prisha shivas yom before Yom Kippur, like the shivas yom before Miluim or during Miluim? Frey Timur, bezois min poy lelegufei, that it says in the pasuk bezois yovei haran lekodesh. What is the haran going to bring with him? He's not going to bring with him the Miluim. He's not going to bring with him shivas yomim. He's bringing the parven boker lechatas the ayli oila. That's what it says in the pasuk, like we have here in the Torah Shalom. So what's the riot? Amri Amri Ila Karban Chudei, if it's only talking about the Karban, Le Mekra Bazeh Oy Bi Eile. The Pasuk shouldn't say Bezois, it should say Bezeh or Bi Eile. My Bezois? Shamis Mino Tarti. Why is Bezois any better or worse than Bezeh or Bi Eile? So Rashi teaches us a little bit of Diktuk. We go back to the Rashi, where we were holding before. Rashi begins, my bezois. Loshen nekeva. Parva ayil dechsive basrei. Lav nekeva, he's saying. A par is a male bull. An ayil is a male ram. Why would it say bezois? It should go and say bezeh. Or be'ele. Not bezois, bezois. Loshen nekeva. Zot Rashi vaitesh mamino. Since it says bezois, be'inyan miluem, uprisha loshoin nekeva. When it says bezois, bezois means the prisha that we spoke about by milum. Where did we speak about milum? The pasuk right before. Achim Moshe ben Aharon, that took place milum and Rish Chodesh Nissan. Oh, don't forget about the prisha. That's the bezois, the prisha is the loshoin nekeva. Fine. So that's the first part. Now the price ended off. Maivi oimer. Frey Timura. Why do I need a second pasuk? I already have the bezois of Aharon LaKodesh. So Timar might be oimer. Why do I have to bring yet a second time this pasuk akasher? Also be oimer zetsi v'shem lasois bezois of aguteraya. V'chitayim ayam mikipurim kamu the boy prisha kirashcham b'miluim. You remember Barry asked this question at one point yesterday when we spoke about tchilah, and that was, who says that this is an ongoing thing forever and ever? Maybe this is just the very first time, because just like by the miluim, he only had the miluim one time before the Hakamas of Mishkan. They had the 7 days. Fine. So they have one time before the first Yom Kippur, all to 7 days. How do you know of Yom Kippur and the Al Maloi that this goes on? The Toyrais, Kamash Malon. That's the reason why we have to have the second pasuk. Kashos Biyem Mazeh Tzivishem Laso. His future generations of Haperalech. In Hamir Nochapshat Kohen Gadol Kamahu the Boy Prisha. Maybe only the first Kohen Gadol, meaning Aharon of Anav. Aharon, throughout the years that he was Kohen Gadol, every single year before Yom Kippur, he had seven days of Prisha. Perhaps the same thing would apply also to Elazar v'Isamar. Fine, because they were the ones that had the original Prisha. Have a Kohen Gadol de Alma, a later Kohen Gadol in the times of the first base of Midrash, second base of Midrash, many generations later. Maybe Loi. Of course, after all, that's not Bezois Yovei Aharon El HaKodesh. That's Bezois Yovei
the
Kohen Gadol. Exactly.
Tzadik,
exactly. Tash Koshema, Kashos Miyam Mazel, Tibishim Lasik. That comes to tell you, first Yom Kippur and all future
Yom Kippur. Perpetual regulation.
Perpetual regulation. Fine. All of this is according to Rabbi Yochanan. Beautiful. Zayigit, Zayazir. Fine. Tani Kavasi Rish Lakish. I have now Braisa, a Raya to Rish Lakish. Remember, Rish Lakish doesn't learn from Miluim. He learns from Sinai. And now, Rabbi said, before we start this Braisa, we have to focus on the Pasuk again. The Pasuk that we had here in the bottom of Gimel, we're going to repeat it yet again here, and on the Amud Beis, but on Gimel Amud Beis, it kind of brings all the Pasukim together. It says, V'yishkoin kvoid Hashem al har Sinai, V'yichaseyu ha'onon sheishis yamin. The onon was covering the 6 days. V'yikral Moshe v'yoyim hashvi, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu called Moshe Ben on the 7th day. Okay, so now, the way we learned this until now, that this is all talking about post Aseres Hadibris. Matan Torah was given on the 6th or 7th day of Sivan. That was Matan Torah. And then the Kodesh Baruch Hu say, everybody go, Shuv Lechem Lo Aleichem, V'yata Poya Moidi Modi, Moshe Benu, you stick around. So Moshe Benu presumably was waiting any minute. Pasuk said, no, V'chaseon and Sheshem, 6 days he was sitting there, waiting, till Kodesh Baruch Hu would call him up. V'yikar Moshe B'yom Hashvi, on the 7th day. So, all post Matan Torah. However, there's another way of learning this pasuk as well. You could learn that this pasuk, the Vayishkan Kvod Hashem al Harsinai, is talking about from Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, now is the time we're going to get ready for the Matan Torah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Shoichin his covered on Harsinai. Vayichaseu on in Sheishas Yom, 6 days. The Har Sinai was covered for 6 days. Vayikra Moshe v'yom Hashvi on the 7th day of Sivan, Kodesh Baruch said, Moshe, it's about time. Come on up, and we're going to go and give the Torah now. It's going to be Matan Torah, and that's an equally plausible, reasonable way of understanding the pasuk.
I would say even better, because Moshe, in a certain sense, went to Mount Sinai when he heard the first Dibros.
Mm-hmm.
So why should it be only after he got the Seres Dibros, then later?
Do you like this chat even better?
I do. Yeah.
Okay, good. As we're going to see in a moment, that this is in fact a machlokes tanoim between Rav Yosi Aglili and between Reb Akiva. We'll see that in a moment. Come on up. We're going to go and give you now the Torah. These psukim, therefore, have nothing to do with Hilchos Prisha. This is just telling us from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until the day before Matan Torah were 6 days. During that period of time, Moshe Rabbeinu went up and down every single day to Shemayim. He came down with a message to Klal Yisrael. He came back with a message to the response of Klal Yisrael. Nasa, Nasa v'nishma. God Baruch Hu told him, go down again, tell him about Hagbolah Shloshes Yom. Tell him about the Petifra Shemana Isha. All of these dinim and all of this traveling back and forth, Moshe Rabbeinu, this took place in the 6 days prior to Matan Torah. And now God Baruch Hu said, okay, we're ready. It's the seventh day. We're giving the Torah. And
this is the fourth day. That's Prisha also.
Prisha would mean that Moshe Rabbeinu would have to be secluded in a special place. He was going first class upstairs, up and down numerous times. Yes, sir.
But this comes at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. These pesukim and the Ein Mukta Mocha B'Torah. True.
That's the answer.
Okay.
Zogti Gemara. Zogti Gemara. Tani Gavas and Reish Lakish. 6 lines on the bottom. Moshe Ola Be'onon V'Niskase Be'onon V'Niskadish Be'onon Kirei Lekabel Toiro Yisrael V'Kedusha. What are we referring to? This is referring to after the Aseres HaDibros, like we learned until now, that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to go up to Shemayim to get the Luchais. Until now we gave the Aseres HaDibros Toiro Shebal Peh on Matan Torah on HaSinai, but we didn't have the Luchais. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go up to Shemayim to be Mekabel Kol HaTorah Kula, as well as the Luchais. Okay? So Moshe Ola B'Anon, V'Niskase B'Anon, V'Niskadesh B'Anon, Kidu Mekabel Torah Yisrael, V'Kdusha Shenem V'Ishkin Kved Hashem L'HaSinai, Zeho Yemasa, Acher Aseres HaDibros, Sho Yitchilu L'Arboim Yoyim. This was the beginning of the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up. Arboim Yoyim, V'Arboim Laila, Lechem Yechaltim, Ma'im L'Shasisi, Dibreb Yosei Glili. This is wholly consistent with what we were saying on the bottom of the Amud Beis, like Rish Lakish was learning, that it was after Aseres HaDibros, in other words, after Matan Torah, 6 days, you get ready, Moshe Rabbeinu. He was punished for 6 days. Everybody else went home. Atapaya Moidi Modi. 6 days. He waited until Kadosh Baruch Hu called him up on the seventh day. We have a din of Prisha of 7 days. Like the Gemara asked that of Yudah ben Beseder with the extra Chumrah of Tumas Beisai. So we could really stop over here. That's the right Rish Lakish from this Braisa. However, this Braisa continues on still for a while because we'll see it's a Machlokes. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, no. Now, just even before we go into the Gemara, just look at the first few words of Rashi. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, 3 lines before the wide lines here on the bottom. Koidem Aseres HaDibros Haya. This is all taking place before Matan Torah, before Shavuos. V'shishi yom halolu heim shishi yomim shimerish chodesh ad yoyim Matan Torah. U'vishvi kiblom. And Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael received the Torah when on Shvi. And Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael oimdim v'kabel Aseres HaDibros kinam rinon. There was no Prisha. This is just a simple 6 day before. And Rashi will elaborate a little bit more on the Amid days. So go back to Gemara. This part of Yishkan Kved Hashem, 6 days, this is Rosh Chodesh. And Kodesh Baruch Hu called out on the seventh day, Moshe! V'chol Yisrael oimdin. Moshe and Kamz Klal Yisrael were all standing, waiting with bated breath for getting the Torah. In other words, what Rabbi Kiva is saying is, there's one difficulty with my pshat. Because according to my pshat, it says V'yikra al Moshe on the seventh day. If you're telling me the seventh day means the seventh day of Sivan, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was calling to Gans Klal Yisrael. He wasn't just calling to Moshe. So it says the Gemara, Nishke Ferlech, it was Moshe and Gans Klal Yisrael, but we want to go and give cover to Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore we reference the superstar in this whole Matan Torah, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the representative of Klal Yisrael, so we talk about Moshe. Now if you look at the top Rashi, V'yichaseu Onan Nahar, The way we learned it until now, Vayichaseu Onan, was to Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Har Sinai, Vayichaseu Onan, Moshe Rabbeinu Fisheshes Yomim, and that was his Prisha, that was his Lishkas Parhedrin, the Onan that was covering him for those 6 days. And then after 6 days, the Kodesh Baruch Hu called him up. Here, the Pasuk is saying, according to Rabbi Kiva, Vayichaseu Onan means Lahar, because we're talking about pre-Matan Torah from Rosh Chodesh Sivan and on. So the Onan wasn't covering Moshe, it was covering the Har. Zok the Gemara v'loy v'zok Rashi v'loy l'Moshe. Shari kol oisin chases yom ola v'yorad v'ashka m'loy m'lehem. Atam re'isam asher sifam mitzrayim v'yosha Moshe z'v'yom l'Hashem ulamacha ne'am m'loy leich ala'am v'kidashim yom u'machar ulamacha lech reid hayid ba'am. So this happened a number of times, like Rashi says in Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu went up, he went down. Every time he went up and down, it was always mashkama, etc. So there was no sequestration. Moshe Rabbeinu was busy going back and forth, international flights, up and down for Shemayim and Oretz for several days until it came the time of Matan Torah. Next Rashi of Leib Barakos of Elohim of Yichra Moshe Levadoi. We don't mean Moshe. We mean everybody. Everybody came up Matan Torah. And lechalikly covered to go and give covered to Moshe Rabbeinu. Fine. So, bottom line is, we have a major machloek between Reish Aglili and Rabbi Kiva. Reish Lakish will pin his hat as to the halach of Prisha on Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because according to Rabbi Kiva, Rashi said, there was no Prisha klal, because it was all pre-Matan Torah, no Prisha. So, of course, it will be that Rabbi Yochanan is going to learn like Rabbi Kiva. We cannot learn from Sinai, and that's why he has to learn from Milah. Reb Nosson Oimer. So now we have Reb Nosson and Reb Masi ben Choresh, who are going to elaborate and disagree slightly. Reb Nosson Oimer loy bo hakosav el lemarek achila ushtia shevimeyav lesumoy kemalachi hashoris. What does this mean? So Rashi says, the Reb Nosson holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that there was a din of Prisha for Moshe Rabbeinu. But don't learn from this the 7 days pre Yom Kippur or pre Sreifa Sapara. The reason is because this was a very, very special type of Prisha. This Prisha was so that Moshe Rabbeinu would be able to go and relieve himself, transform himself into a malach of sorts, not eating and drinking for 6-7 days straight. And now he's like a malach. Let's look at Rashi. Marek Achilu Shtiyah, the second of the narrow lines. Reb Nosson Sovelok Reb Yosef Lili the Prisha LeMoshe Hava. Post Matan Torah. Ach Loilu Moed Mikan B'Shar Nechnosin LeMach Neshchina Prisha. You can't learn from this. Shulei Hoisa Prisha Zuele Shebeshisha Yom Halolu Nismarka Achilu Shememayayin. Lioiz Kabalachi Asharis. Al Ba'alma Loibinan Mirak. Normally there is no sitchtin of Miruk 7 days. Can you imagine before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to go and fast for 7 days, and then he has Yom Kippur. I mean, the whole Indian of fasting on the whole Indian of eating on the ninth day, Erev Yom Kippur is like fasting on the tenth day, but everybody will agree it's still easier to eat on the ninth than it is to fast on the tenth. But the Maisi to go and fast for 7 days straight, Miruk Achil Ashtiyah. No such thing. Okay, so bottom line is, Reb Nosson agrees with Reb Yossi Aglili, but he does not agree that this would be the Makar like Reish Lakish learns from these psukim. Of course, Reish Lakish is an Amayra, Reb Nosson is a Tana. Fine, so we have Machloikis Tanoim, exactly what the nature of this Prisha was post-Matan Torah. Reb Masi ben Choresh Oimer, Libarkos of Ella, I am Olav. It's to go and fill Moshe Rabbeinu with awe and reverence, a certain degree of trepidation. Kadesh Tehei Toira Nitenes Be'ema Bereses Ubezia. Shemar, it says in the Pasuk, Ibdos Hashem Be'ira, V'gilu Ber'oda, go and serve Hashem Be'ira with trepidation, but also V'gilu Ber'oda, and celebrate Ulta Ber'oda with trembling. My V'gilu Ber'oda, these two concepts are contradictory. If you're doing Gilu, if you're dancing, you're not Ber'oda, you're not trembling. It should be the type of celebration which is full of reverence, respect, and awe, and not the type of celebration which is full of frivolous type of behavior.
Merriment.
Frivolous merriment. Very good. What is Rav Masi ben Choresh hold? Says Rashi, once again, he also holds, like Rav Yossi Aglili, that this is talking about post Matan Torah, and we're talking about a Prisha for Moshe Rabbeinu, and the reason for that Prisha was to instill in Moshe Rabbeinu a great degree of Eima and Yira and Resus and Zia, something very, 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 very special. Shai. That's the conclusion of the Brisa. Zokimar, the Maikam of Rabbi Yitzchak Levi, Rabbi Kiva. What's the machlokes? Why did Rabbi Yitzchak Levi say that it took place post Matan Torah? And Rabbi Kiva says that these psukim are talking pre Matan Torah. So you want it very simple. The Pluktadani Tanoi, the machlokes that we have. Very famous Sugya Mesech the Shabbos, where the Gemara talks about Matan Torah and everything that happened in Matan Torah before and after. The sign of Ushtein the Braisa. We have a famous Machloikis. When was the Torah given? The sign of Meshisha Bechodesh, not Torah Yisrael. Remember, the Braisa begins. Kuli Alamoy, that it was on Shabbos. The question was Shabbos the 6th day of the month or the 7th day of the month? In other words, when was Rish Chodesh? Was Rish Chodesh on Sunday? Was it on Monday? Good, there's also you there in Mesech the Shabbos. So the sign of Bishisha B'chodesh Nit Natoil Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef B'shiva Bari. He says it was on the 6th, and he says it was on the 7th. Okay. So Mandi Omer B'shisha, B'shisha Nitna, or B'shiva Allah. According to the Mandi Omer, that Shisha was Matan Torah, 6th day of Sivan, but it says in the Pasuk here about Yoy Mashvi, that means post Matan Torah. That was B'shiva Allah. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Har, and he sat there for 6 days, waited until the Kodesh Baruch Hu say, come on up, 7 days later. So this is talking about post-Matan Torah. Man diyama b'shiva, b'shiva nitna, u b'shiva Allah. Oh, according to Man diyama that says that the Torah was given on the 7th day, that means we can learn all the prior psukim, vayishkoin, that was all from Rish Chodesh Sivan, concluding on the 7th day, Matan Torah. And after that, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said on the Yom HaShvi, nu come up. So now the Gemara repeats it in detail. Rabbi Yosi HaGalili, remember, basically this is the first Man D'Yoma that says that we do learn the Shiva Mimei Parisha from this case, because the Psukim of Yishkoin Kvod Hashem Al Har Sinai is all post Matan Torah. So the Ketanakam D'Yom B'Shisha B'Chodesh Nitna Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah on the 6th day of Sivan. Hilchach zehoyam maisa achra seres edibreis. The whole story, these two psukim that we've been reading again and again, this is all post Matan Torah. Like it says, v'yishkod kvod Hashem al hasinah v'yachaseo onan sheishas yamin. All post Matan Torah. This is talking about v'yachaseo onan l'moisha, not lahar. L'moisha. Moisha was sequestered 6 days inside the onan. V'yikro moisha v'yoyim ma'ashvi v'kabuli shar Torah. Now to get all the rest, to go up to Shemayim, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give him all the rest of the Torah, as well as the hard stone luchais. If you're going to learn like Rabbi Kiva learns, that Bishkan Kvod Hashem means starting from Rish Chodesh Siman. If that's the way you're going to learn it, they were already mekabel the day before. On the 6th day, according to this Man D'Yoma, that it was on the 6th day of Sivan. What is this? A Kodesh Baruch Hu calling Moshe Rabbeinu on the 7th day to go and get the Aseres and Dibros? We already got those the day before. What's going on? V'istalik on a Mishisha, and the Onan also presumably also went away at that time of Matan Torah. And so therefore, that's why Rabbi Yosef Galili holds like the Man D'Yoma that this Vayishkin Kvod Hashem is talking about post the Matan Torah. After the 6th day of Sivan, from then on you count another 6 days. When Vechaseu Onan leMoisha, not to the Har, to Moisha, and then on the 7th day, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Okay, Moisha Beni, you had your 6th day of Prisha. Now come up to Shemayim. We're going to give the rest of the Torah as well as the Luchos." Rabbi Kiva Savuk Rabbi Yosi, the Amar B'Shiva B'Chodesh Nit Natali Yisrael. Oh, the Torah was given on the 7th day, and since it was given on the 7th day, then we could very reasonably understand the psukim that we just read. The Yishkan Kvod Hashem Al Har Sinai Mechaseu Anan Sheishes Yamim, that we're counting that from Rosh Chodesh Sivan through the 6th day, and then on the 7th day, a Kodesh Baruch Hu calls Moshe, and parenthetically Klal Yisrael. It's now time for Matan Torah, and therefore there's no dinner prisha whatsoever. So each one goes according to that Man D'Yoma, Rabbi Yosef Galili according to Shisha B'Chodesh, and Rabbi Kiva according to B'Shiva B'Chodesh. So to our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, I need the Mishkachas Lo, B'Shiva Osim B'Tamim Mishdabra Luchais. Oh, that works out perfectly. As we know, unfortunately, every year we have a fast day called Shiva Osim B'Tamim. And the Gemara Maseches Tana says that there were 5 reasons for that terrible the Tanis, and one of the reasons is because that was the day of the Shemitah Saluchais. Now, how do I know? Where does that come from? Oh, it's very simple. Simple arithmetic, and that's why Reb Simcha is here to help us out. Esim ve'arba de Sivan, v'shitzar de Tamas. Sivan has typically 30 days. And therefore, if it's 30 days, And we're talking about, according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Torah was given on the seventh day, and Moshe Rabbeinu came up on the seventh day. So the 40 days started from the seventh day. So we take 30 days, we subtract out 6 days. We have now left 24 days in Sivan. And then we add 16 more days in Tammuz. 24 and 16, you can have, we have Rabbi Daniel, 24 and 16, 40. Comes out roughly 40 days. Malu Arboim Yomim, 40 days! To have a Bahar, that Moshe Rabbeinu was upstairs with Shemayim, Nahar, got the Torah, etc. And now Moshe Rabbeinu, at the conclusion of the 40 days, he comes down over Shivsar B'Tammuz, Nochis, he starts coming down, the Asa, and he saw never what's going up, what's going on downstairs with the Bril and the Luchais, he broke the Luchais, so the Cheshvin stimmed Zeyashem. That's all if you're starting off the counting of the 40 days from the 7th day of Sivan. So you have 24, and you have the 16, 40, fine. And then basically the Yom HaShisha Depresha V'Arboim Dehar, if you're going to tell me, no, that after Matan Torah, we didn't start the 40 days going yet. We only first had the 6 days of Prisha, and then Moshe Rabbeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu called Moshe Rabbeinu, come on up. And now we're starting to count L'chayra the 40 days. If that's the case, then Ad Esrim Utlas B'Tamaz Li'et B'Luchais. We have to add another 6 days to the Cheshbon, because there was a 6 days that didn't exist according to Rabbi Akiva, but does exist according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, and L'chayra the 40 days only starts. You only start counting the 40 days when Moshe Rabbeinu called, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu called Moshe Rabbeinu, Miyam Hashvi, come on up! It's Zoch Shver! It should be on the 23rd day. We've been fasting on the wrong day for all these generations. As we pray to Yimara. And Rabbi Yosef Glili, until Tlach B'Tamaz Li'it B'Luchas. Amlech Rabbi Yosef Glili, Arboin Dehar, V'hadi Shisha Deprisha, there is an overlap, meaning that the 40 days does not begin from when Hashem called to Moshe Rabbeinu B'yom HaShvi, but really it begins from the beginning of the days of Prisha. Meaning that right after Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, no, atem shuv lechem lo aleichem, but Moshe Rabbeinu atem poya moidi modi, from now we start counting the 40 days, and therefore the 40 days are counted from, not from the Matan Torah, because according to him it's Matan Torah the day before, so next day is the 7th day, from the beginning of the Prisha days, that's when we start counting the 40, so we have the same.
Days was Rosh Chodesh 7.
There was no Prisha. According to Bekiva, there was no Prisha. Right? Going back to the Rashi in the Emet Aleph, according to Bekiva, Koyne Maser is Dibris, the Shisha Yom Halalu, says Rashi, Boloi Hoyesh, Shom Prisha Kal. There was no Prisha, no sequestration, no quarantining, no segregation. Moshe Rabbeinu was going up and down, flying first class to Shemayim every day, coming down with messages, going up with messages, etc., etc. Good. Getting back to our Gemara, Bahari Prisha. Good. Omaman, Vayikra El Moshe. And we said before, Moshe Bechol Yisrael Oimdin, and Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Moshe, again, this is according to Rabbi Akiva, this is on day of Matan Torah, the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu is only singling out Moshe Rabbeinu is to give kavod to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Raya Mehemna, the faithful leader of Klal Yisrael, but really we mean Moshe v'chol Yisrael. Messiah the Reblosa, the Yom Reblosa. V'ikra Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisrael. Oimdin, v'ikra Kossel, l'chalev, l'kavod l'Moshe. So we're bringing a raya to Reblosa, the Amoyre Reblosa ben Pedos, from this Braisa, from the Maisim et Rabbi Akiva, from the interpretation of this Braisa, that in fact it's not just Moshe, but mean Moshe v'chol Yisrael. Break the Mor Meisvei. Koil loy Koil Eilov Moshe Shama v'chol Yisrael loy Shamu. Where do we have this pasuk Koil loy and Koil Eilov? So you see a three by the Koil Eilov here in number three. Uvavoy Moshe el oil moyed ledaber itoy vayishma es a koil mi daber Eilov mi ala kapoyes hashal aroyin edus. Reb Simcha, does that sound like a familiar pasuk? In Parshas, Nosay. Who's the B'mitzvah Sedra? It's your B'mitzvah Sedra. So Reb Simcha remembers this pasuk vividly because he learned so beautifully Parshas Nosay at his B'mitzvah. Everybody who was there was astounded. So he said,
I couldn't
learn
him like that.
Right. Mi daber Eilov. What is this mi daber eilov? Darshin the Gemara, koil loy koil eilov. Moshe shama v'chol Yisrael loy shama. Moshe Rabbeinu heard a special koil coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where did this koil emanate from? Again, what does it say in the pasuk? Moshe Oil Moed. Moshe Rabbeinu would go into Oil Moed, in other words, into the Mishkan. The Dabar Itra to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But Yishma Zakol, Moshe Rabbeinu heard the call, Midabar Eilav. It was directed to him. Where did that call emanate from? The Alakapoidus, actually Alaroino Eidus, on top of the Oroid, which was residing inside the Kodesh Kadoshim, from on top of the Kapoidus, we had the Kruven, Yishma Kruven, Midabar Eilav. This pasuk is telling us very, very clearly that there was a coil, Yoitze from the Kodesh Kadoshim, going directly to Moshe Rabbeinu, and only Moshe Rabbeinu heard it, the Chol Yisrael Lo Yishamu. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to hear this coil, but Klal Yisrael did not hear it. Hey, didn't you just tell me here by Matan Torah that although it says V'yikra Moshe, it doesn't mean Moshe alone, it means Moshe v'Chol Yisrael. So maybe over here too, Koiloi Kol Elam maybe means Moshe and Gans Klal Yisrael. Don't we have a stira one way or the other? Did you want that question? Not a stira. I'm a Sinai by Elmoyed. It depends. By Sinai, when it said in the pasuk Yikrael Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisrael Oimlin, they all heard the Aseret Dibros. Here by the Elmoyed, this is now quote unquote private discussions that Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving private messages to Moshe. So only Kol Elam and not to Klal Yisrael. Two different occasions, two different messages. It depends. When we're talking about Matan Torah, there it says Vayikra El Moshe. Here it says Esakol Midaber Elav Kriya and Dibur. Kriya is a much more powerful form. You're calling out, so everybody heard the call. Not only Moshe, but also Klal Yisrael. Dibur is a private conversation, so to speak. Kaviyochel Kodesh Baruch Hu with Moshe Rabbeinu. So only Moshe heard, and not the rank and file of Klal Yisrael. Reb Zrika Rami Kroy Kamid Reb Lozer. Reb Zrika asked the Stiras of Psuk in front of Reb Lozer. The Amrilav is another version, not that Reb Zrika asked the Stira, but Omer Reb Zrika Reb Lozer Rami. The Reb Lozer is the author of the Stira, the one that asked this Kasha. What's the Kasha? Except, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to go up to the Oil Moyed because there was an Onan there. Uksiv, Vayovei Moshe b'seicha anan. Moshe Rabbeinu did go into the anan. So the first pasuk says Liyachol Moshe Lavaya, he couldn't accomplish Shachan Lava anan. And then the second pasuk says Vayovei Moshe b'seicha, he did go through the anan. Malamit says the Gemara Shetfasai, a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol went and chapped him on a Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe b'viyah b'anan. In other words, he schlepped him by the sleeve, schlepped him by the
lapel,
whatever, and he pulled him in into the anan. Aha. Okay. So now, on the surface, we seem to have a stira. Here it says v'lo yochel Moshe lovay, and here it says v'yovei Moshe. So the more dever of Yishmael Tana nemer kan b'soich. The second pasuk says v'yovei Moshe b'soich ana. V'nemer lahalon b'soich v'yivoy b'nei Yisrael b'soich ayom b'yabasha malalon shvil. Yechsev v'mayim lehem choyimo miminom amis mylam av kan shvil. Ah, so that's the teretz. Avad Moshe Rabbeinu on his own would not be able to go up to the heart, to the Oil Moed, because there was an Anan. Impossible. There was an Anan there. But the second pasuk says the Kodesh Baruch Hu schlepped him by the lapel, or by the tie, or by the sleeve, or whatever it was. The Kodesh Baruch Hu schlepped him. Says Vera Yishmal, not only he schlepped him, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu also made a special shvil, a special path, just like Kodesh Baruch Hu made a path, Bishas Kriyas Yamsev. He also made a path. So Moshe on his own could not have gone, but if Kodesh Baruch Hu schleps you and makes you a path, that makes it a little
bit
easier.
Invitation.
I'm sorry?
It's like an invitation.
Invitation, right. An invitation.
So what about the middle 40 days afterwards? He wasn't up, and he was like, no, he was on the harm, and he wasn't really...
He only had a problem of there were no transportation routes because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't get through. But once he's there, Kodesh Baruch Hu slept him. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, stay here. But the boy might be you'll be with me now. He was there with 40 days and 40 nights with the Kodesh Baruch
Hu. That's first 40.
You mean the second and the third? That's not today's
one.
Yes, the second time he also went up. There were three times.
I thought the second one he wasn't let in. It was there.
You have to go from the Sechta Shabbos. All we're talking about over here is the first 40 days from Matan Torah until Shavuos Batabbos. Vayikra Moshe Vayidaber. Frey Timura, why does it say Vayikra and the Vayidaber? Where is this pasuk? It's the first pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. First pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. Vayikra Moshe Vayidaber Hashem Eilav. It would be enough just to say Vayidaber. We have to Vayikra Vayidaber. Lo Meitim Kriya L'Dibur. If you want to go and speak with your chaver, make a zashikal appointment in advance. Don't just go and jump on him. You know, let him know, I want to talk to you after davening. Let's go. We'll be sequestered, not for 7 days, but we'll go in the corner, we'll talk. Oh, like we just said now. And now the Pasuk adds, it says in the Pasuk Lamar. What did I learn from that Lamar? Now you have a very interesting girsa over here. According to our girsa here in the parentheses, it was Remusia bar Berei de Rebbe Musia Mishmei de Remusia Rabba. In other words, there were three Musias altogether. There was Remusia, he was the amical of the famous Remusia, and he was saying in the name of the Remusia Rabba. That's one girsa. Even I know it says Masi in the between, but the other Kisviyad say it's Musia. But according to Vav, Masoris Hashas, you take all these Musias out, and the Shiltois, to Rabachoi, it says Isa Manasia. So it's just Umar Manasia, Rabba. Okay, whichever way, what did he say? Menayli Oyma Dabal Chavere, Shehu Bibal Yoimar, At Shiyoyma Loi Leich Emar. When somebody tells you something, he doesn't mean that as soon as he tells it to you that you should go and send out an email and share it with 20,000 other people in your WhatsApp or whatever the thing is called, your WhatsApp, but rather he tells you something, presumably it's in confidence, unless he tells you, yeah, you can share this, no problem. If he goes and tells you a mazel tov, presumably there's no problem in sharing it, but if he tells you about some sort of scandal, that doesn't mean that you should be the first person to share all the wonderful news with all of your neighbors and all your friends. And therefore, how do I know that one should not repeat it? It has a bal yoimar. Don't repeat it. Unless and until your chava says you, if you can repeat it. So what's the raya from this pasuk? So Rashi learns the word leimar is loy emor. If you look at the Rashi, who babal yoimar, about 8 lines before the bottom of the Rashi's, shu babal yoimar, tam leimar leimar loy emor hadvar. The word leimar is a contraction of two words. Loy emor zognisht. And them came noisel rishus unless he gives you rishus. That's how Rashi.
The leimar sounds like go and tell.
Good. So this is the pshat of Rashi. All the Mepharshim respectfully disagree, and they say that the word Lamar is that the Pasuk is telling you when the Pasuk says Befeirish. Lamar, Kentejogn, you can say it, then you can say it. Right. But if it doesn't say Lamar, then don't say it. Achiyom lecha leich emar. So therefore, it's just the opposite of Rashi. It's the same Drasha Lamaisa, but are we dashing the word Lamar, loyemar, in a negative sense? Don't say it unless I give you permission. Or if I can, since the Torah says each time Lamar means I'm giving you permission to say.
Lech emar. It sounds like lech emar.
Lech emar. But if I don't give you permission, then don't
lo
say
emar.
Lo emar. Beautiful. And now we're up to 6 lines from the bottom. Mechlal de Travayu Svirulahu, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rishi Lakish both hold Miluim Kolakosa Behem Ma'akeh Behem the Itmar. How do we know that both Rabbi Yochanan and Rishi Lakish hold that? And Mietzchem to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi.